The post-match interview.
But kicking the goal that delivered 100 points to the Blues for the first time in four seasons would be important. Drew, back to you.
26 disposals, the last goal of the game. First time you guys have kicked 100 points for 60 games. A really great moment. How did that feel, Sam?
Yeah, it was amazing, Drew. Like, to get that win, and we know we've been working so hard for it, and to top it off at the end was unbelievable. But to win with these boys who Drew's such a good relationship with has been unreal.
Great to have you on K-Rock Footy, by the way, for the first time, mate. It's been a big week for you. Rising star nomination, new contract, and first win of the season for the Blues. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's been massive. It's been a bit of a whirlwind and pulled up a bit sore after the Gold Coast win. So to get up for this game was very important for me. And the goal in mind was to work on things from the Gold Coast loss. And I think we've done that and really showed what we're made of today.
Sam, terrific work by you. It's Ian Cohen upstairs. I've got a couple of guys that are near beside themselves. Heath Buck, who is a Blues fan. Ben Casnelia, who is alumni from St Joseph's as well, has been pumping up your tyres. Kent Kingsley's also up here as well. But just describe to us what it is. You haven't been there for the four seasons, but you know what sort of pressure Carlton's been under. What is the release like for this team?
Yeah, thanks for that, boys. Well, as you could see after the game, or we could see, the crowd was going absolutely berserk. So to see how much it means to the Carlton fans and supporters and all the staff that have helped us along the way. And look, after losses, as you can tell, there's a bit of disappointment in that. But to get that reward for effort today, like I said before, was unreal. And I think we can only keep building from here. So it's part of a good journey, hopefully.
Sam, Heath Buck here, mate. Congratulations on the win and congratulations on your start to your career. You've been absolutely fantastic. Look, there looked a real steely resolve amongst his playing group all through the week, and some strong words by your captain, Patrick Cripps, backing the coach and putting some real ownership on you boys to get the job done. And right, this today was a four-quarter performance. It's something you haven't been able to do this year.
Yeah, exactly right. As you touched on, we've sort of been playing in parts of games and playing good quarters, so we knew if we could put it all together, we'd really put teams to the sword. And as Cripper was talking about in the week, that's up to us as the players. The coaches have been great in resourcing us with everything that we need to work on throughout the week. And I think our focus has been great. And now to put that in a four-quarter performance is what we've been after. And it's a great feeling.
Be honest, Sam, was late in that game when the 100 points became a reality, were you looking at the scoreboard? Were you sort of, I suppose, you got the 4 points, but you're feeling a little bit of pressure that you just needed to get that done as well and tick that box?
Yeah, well, I'm an avid footy supporter and footy watcher, so I knew that Carlton hadn't broken the 100 points in a fair while. So I think that just reinforced that it was a four-quarter effort. And to be able to do that at the end there was a great feeling and something that it's a great reward for all the people that have been putting in work.
And you hit it sweetly, did it? I mean, we're in a different position here in the K-Rock commentary box, but we're up your end. But did you hit that ball sweetly with the banana?
Yeah, look, I knew there wasn't long left on the clock and that I had a bit of space to run into, but I thought I just had to chuck it on the boot and it was pretty flush and then sort of can control my emotion there, so I was pretty pumped and all the boys got around me.
Sam, it's Ben Casnelli. Great to have you on K-Rock Footy. There's so much hype around you and rightly so, and how do you sort of stay grounded? Is it easy to stay grounded? Who helps sort of keep you focused? And within that, is it difficult for you just to focus week to week on playing footy, given you're so young in your career?
Yeah, look, it's a good point. There is a fair bit of talk around, but that's the AFL, isn't it? And then the support around me has helped me stay grounded. Like, everyone at the footy club doesn't get ahead of themselves and puts their head down and works, and that's been my attitude. And having good family support and great friends helps me do that. So, it's been great so far. I've just got to keep on building. I've still got a fair bit to work on, so just got to keep at it.
And I don't know if you still, I think you might have lived with Paddy Cripps when you first joined the Blues. I'm not sure whether that is still the case, but you look back on that now, how important was that just in terms of living with one of the stars and seeing how things go and how things need to be done to perform on the weekend?
Yeah, that was massive. My introduction to the club was obviously going to be very important, and to be with a guy like Cripper really set the tone and how he worked on the field at training, but also off the field and how professional he was. But I just tried to ask as many questions as I could, and I knew that it helped me prepare for AFL football. So Cripp has been a massive part in helping me feel comfortable at the
level. And also would have helped some of your friends back in Geelong. I believe you might have got a couple of jumpers signed for Sam Torpy.
Yeah, Torpa, he's a legend. I've been caught up with him a few times, so he was pretty pumped to get those jumpers signed. And all the support from back home has been amazing, so I couldn't ask anything more, and I've been really loving it.
Sam Kingsley, congratulations on the win and congratulations to the start of your AFL career. Love watching you play. Talk us through Harry Mackay, mate. What a great effort he did and great target he gave you guys up forward.
Yeah, H was unreal today, as was their whole forward line. It was a real focus throughout the week that we've got to get better ball movement to them, and they worked really well as a unit down there, and that off the back of that, he got rewarded and he worked so hard, so there's no surprise that he's been able to do that, and he's been great.
Sam, as we wrap up, obviously a Geelong base station, K-Rock. Growing up, who were the posters on the wall? You talked about being a footy fan. Just take us through a little bit of how the journey got you to where you are now, to kick a goal that's 100 points for the Blues.
Yeah, it's been a massive journey. I sort of grew up in country Victoria, loved my footy there.
Whereabouts?
I was in Cobden, then moved up to Darwin for a bit and got a taste for it up there. So I was up there for 3 years and then come back and finished my junior footy in Geelong for about 6 years. So the mixture of playing in all those leagues helped me really build as a footy player. And
so who were the heroes? Who were the ones you were looking at?
Look, to be honest, there was a lot. I backed for Brisbane, so Jonathan Brown and Simon Black and Luke Power and those guys were people that I looked up to massively. But even my old man was a Carlton supporter, so looking at Murph and Juddy, and to be able to play for Carlton now is a great honour.
Well, you were playing with Mark Murphy. He might have even given you the handball, did he?
Yeah, it was Dowie, I think, but...
Yeah, it was Paddy Dow,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Paddy Dow, so... No, it was great.
Fantastic. Look, we know we need to wrap it up, and we appreciate your time. We look forward to chatting to you again on K-Rock. Always a pleasure, Sam.
Good on you, lad. Thanks, Heath. Cheers for support from Geelong.
Sam Walsh downstairs with Drew Jones as part of our players' post-match comments.
The post-match interview.